And before we close out, we want to get a word from the family of A.J. Janusko, the posthumous award inductee, and brother B.J. joining us here. And first off, B.J., congratulations. It's got to be a big moment for your family honoring your brother.
Oh, it is. We're very excited, thrilled. When we first got the news that this was even a possibility, you know, we were super excited for it and really glad to be here, especially for his boys. Drew and Jack, means a lot for him.
For fans who've never saw Andrew play sports, talk about how great a volleyball player he was.
He's one of those people. He was a natural athlete. Never played a day of lacrosse in his life. If you put a lacrosse stick in his hand, and after 3 minutes, he'd look like he played his whole life. I got to say, I thought baseball was his best sport, personally. Great third baseman, awesome. But as far as volleyball goes, he was a phenomenal player. Great leader, natural leader, and just, you know, very dedicated. Worked his tail off every practice, every game, and was the consummate team player. If somebody was having a bad day or feeling down, you know, he always would pick them up.
I think it's got to be a great position in volleyball to be the setter, as you have so much control over what goes on.
So it's like the quarterback in football.
You are the key. You're the key to it all. And he did a fantastic job at that.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the day he knew he was going to college for volleyball had to be a big moment in his life.
Oh, it was. He had multiple offers and trying to figure out where to go. I mean, anybody that's been through it, you know, he really wanted to go to Penn State, but Penn State had just, I forget the gentleman's name, but he was from, I think, Deary, Pennsylvania, Deary, New York. And, you know, he just went there. So it's like, well, I'm not going to play over him, so I'm going to go to George Mason. He had multiple offers to weigh through. Naval Academy was looking at him, Ohio State, and he chose George Mason. And George Mason and Penn State were, they were, you know, Farrell Sharon. For my era, they were big rivals.
The meaning for the family, obviously the family's here celebrating AJ's memory. Just talk about what this has meant once you got the word that he was going to be inducted.
Oh, super excited. I think Eddie Rogers is right here. Eddie was the first person that called me. You know, I think you tweeted it out, Bob. I follow you on Twitter. I started getting probably 10 phone calls, and Eddie was the first one within minutes of your tweet, and we just all were super excited. I'm trying to, like, call my parents, and I couldn't even get in touch with them because my phone's ringing off the hook, and people are texting me, you know, about AJ being inducted. So it's a great moment, and Andrew Jackson, his boys here, are super excited. We were trying to explain to them how special Mercer County is and how many great athletes have come through, and for AJ to be included with them, that's a fantastic honor.
And his legacy going on forever with his donation of his organs. Talk about that moment and that decision, and then how it's changed kind of your lives.
It has. It's a huge part. You know, Tracy and I, you know, she wouldn't make any decisions, so I showed up at the hospital when we got there. And then when they basically said the situation was fatal, I looked at Tracy and said, has anybody talked to you about organ donation? And she said, of course, that's what AJ would want. And we went on for that. And we're very involved right now with the Washington Transplant Center. We speak on their behalf at various functions around the Washington, D.C. area. It's definitely helped. Knowing that he was able to help others, it's helped heal us as well as promote organ donation.
You talked about him.
We're out of time.
Okay, but that's the ultimate team player right there. That is the ultimate team player.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.